training the heedless or mundane mind. You can train your mind because it is heedless. So train the heedless mind, the mundane mind. Then, when that one ceases or is no longer active, then the nature comes out or shine forth. The nature don't practice. You don't try to practice to be aware, because your true mind or your true nature, they are already aware, and you only need to be silent, then it will manifest. Because the nature is awareness itself, so why must you practice to be aware? What you already have within your nature, you don't have to train or practice to get it, isn't it? When you don't have, then you have to train. You have to practice. Just like the mundane mind, which is heedless, thinks a lot, restless, with all the emotions and delusion. That one you need to train. That's why you only train the mundane mind. But to develop sati and mindfulness, you don't go and practice.
Can you understand? It's like you try to teach the fish how to swim, no? The fish by nature, come out, the moment it's born, already know how to swim. You want to teach the fish how to swim. Understand? Your awareness nature already aware. You want to practice awareness. So who practice? With the thought that cloud you and delude you, practice. You understand now? What is already there, you need to practice there. You are that nature with the awareness. But the trouble with living being is, you don't know you have that. Understand not? So what happened? Because the only instrument you know is the thought. You use the thought to try to understand and practice to realize that. Understand not? It's just like the analogy that one of my teacher or guide gave it to us. You know what he said or not? He said the analogy is there was a wise man. Really enlightened, really, very wise. So he actually gave a beggar, one piece of gem, could be a triple gem, understand? But you have to go and understand it. But the beggar doesn't know that it's a gem, You know, beggars, most important thing is what? Food immediately, food and shelter. So he take that one, because coming obstruction, don't have any understanding. He look at it, to him it's a stone, understand? He says, stupid fellow, I want food, he gave me stone. Throw away. A lot of living beings like that. Enlightened being, great being, the nature everywhere. But there is a lot of cultivator, you go Uthaisan, a lot of story. People cannot recognize Manjusri Bodhisattva. Well, he came as a beggar. He liked to come as a beggar. You remember Shi Yun? He met the beggar. Later on, they told him, very likely he's Manjusri, Wensu. So, don't think beggar are beggar. You look at the form, understand? You don't have the awareness to understand. That's why they say, Zao Po. You know what is the meaning or not? The candle. In English, how to put? Our dialect very good. Zao Po. Run away luck. Or precious thing. Means actually, that precious opportunity or whatever actually come by. But you didn't see. So, you cannot receive. Like treasure everywhere along the path. You never understand. You think it's all this. Ayo, what for? Rejoice for what? Understand? Listen to Dhamma for what? I myself stay at home, karaoke. Understand? Actually, all these are gem. Even you go and tell them, hey, come lah, attend Dhamma class. Where I got time lah, my girlfriend is waiting lah. Appointment here and there. Oh, I got this, I got that. Why? Because they don't recognize the treasure, the gem.
Not enough suffering.
Sweet, still correct. Because still enjoying life, Mei Zhong Chong, Cantonese, haven't kena shot. When you kena shot already, then you worry, you can die. How come blood keep on oozing out? Wow, so much pain. Send you to hospital. Then what happened? Emergency. ICU. Then the bill all go out, panic. But before kena that thing, you enjoy. Late night also never mind go out. Then like very great, very great. Argue with people, fight with people. Like you big time gangster. That's all. But you met somebody more fierce than you, understand? So, like suicide, haven't experienced enough suffering. That's why they don't recognize all the. When do you seek Dhamma? Spiritual. When you got big problem with that. Otherwise, people got no time for Dhamma, understand? Then sometimes their karmic obstruction, they don't seek Dhamma, they seek Bomo. They seek the Lamolo. They seek all the feng shui below. The last time they are like that in past life, swindle people. Hey, please, don't quote me. After all the feng shui master all come out, they got their signs. Please, don't go in the field. Okay? So when you understand, then this thing become clear. Because if you don't give all this type of explanation, you cannot relate the Dhamma to life. Understand? To us, with the awareness and the Dhamma understanding, we see it so clear. That's why sometimes I look around, right living, people who have the condition, affinity, they fatat, no, understand? No? Motintin, they didn't know it's treasure, but just because their goodness, they pay respect, they offer dana and all that. Don't know us, from outside, deliver things, then they heard God retreat, they also want to partake. Understand? No? Then the cunning and deluded one, no time for all this one. But to them, this is not important. This is for the bird, understand? Not for them, understand? Because they say they are human beings. So, different understanding will lead to different outcomes, understand? Actually, all the spiritual wealth everywhere, you don't know how to pick and don't know how to give meaning and don't know how to actually make full use of the opportunity. So with all this sharing, hopefully you wake up, no longer deluded and heedless. Then you will follow the advice of the Buddha. Strive on. Train your mind to have heedfulness, then only strive. No. Don't strive before the heedfulness comes. No. If you talk based on that, you strive for what? Understand? No. Wasting time. Understand? Develop the heedfulness, then go all out. What is go all out? Like I say, silent, understand? Then you will make it, understand?